Lesson 2F GPS Challenge.
Claudia's blog. Dear friends, sorry I haven't blogged for a while. I've been a bit busy lately. You'll find out why. But first of all, have you ever heard of geocaching? It's a kind of treasure hunting game that uses a GPS device, usually your smartphone, to find small containers called geocaches. These are hidden all over the world, but usually people start with geocaches that are close to their home. The great thing about geocaching is that it leads you to some beautiful and amazing places that you probably didn't know about. I can definitely recommend it. It's healthy and it's fun. Although I should warn you that it's also seriously addictive. So, how does it work exactly? Well, the first step is to go to the geocaching website or download the geocaching app onto your phone. Then you choose a geocache and you start looking. People have been hiding geocaches for more than 10 years, so there are literally millions of them around the world. There are sure to be some near your home, wherever you live. There are geocaches across all 7 continents, including Antarctica. Some are very hard to find. They may be hidden beside a river, up a tree, or even below the ground. Geocaching is quite a new game. It began around the year 2000. However, similar games did exist in the past. For example, in the middle of the 19th century, a game called letterboxing became popular in the south of England. People who enjoyed walking in the countryside began to hide boxes all along the route. These boxes contained postcards addressed to themselves. When other walkers found a box, they collected the cards and posted them. This often took many weeks because the boxes were often hidden in remote places, not by the paths. In geocaching, the boxes don't contain postcards. They contain a logbook where the person who finds it can write their name and the date. They also record the find on the website. As well as the logbook, geocaches often contain a toy or gift. You are welcome to take this, provided you replace it with something you have brought with you. The basic game just involves finding a geocache and recording it online and in the logbook. However, there are lots of variations. For example, there are multi-cache challenges, where each cache contains the coordinates for the next cache until you reach the final cache containing the logbook. There are also travelling caches, where each person who finds the cache then hides it in a different location and updates the information on the website. And there are webcam caches. When you do these, you don't find a physical container or logbook. You find a public webcam and then capture an image of yourself on the webcam as proof that you have been successful. I've tried all of these types, and personally, I've enjoyed the multi-cache challenges the most. Geocaching is an activity you can do alone or, like me, with a couple of friends. But there are also geocaching events where you can get together with hundreds of other fans of the game. For example, the Fumble After Dark event is held every November in Sweden and sounds like great fun. About 1,000 geocachers get together for a day of talks and presentations about geocaching. And then they head outside into the darkness for some nighttime adventures. I've been enjoying my geocaching experiences so much that I'm seriously thinking about going to Fumble After Dark next year. So, why don't you get into geocaching too? And I might see you there. Bye for now, Claudia.